Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That is the sound of rock splitting. Once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. And listen, healthcare is in the air. Finally. And you know what? It's like a flat football the Republicans are trying to throw around. Deflategate. You remember what happened in the pre-Super Bowl a couple years ago? Deflategate is what I would call it. And what we were promised as conservatives to repeal and replace Obamacare. And Donald Trump said with a plan much better than Obamacare, I don't see it. I don't see it. And we got clips from Louie Gohmert of the Freedom Caucus in the House. We got Senator Rand Paul, his thoughts on the House bill. And also, on Fox and Friends, he discussed that. So we've got some people you need to hear, along with Donald Trump's own hand-picked Health and Human Services Secretary, former Congressman Tom Price, who is a physician, congressman for many years from Georgia, and now he's got the health care bill, the opportunity to repeal and replace, working with the House and the Senate. So we got a lot to talk about. You know, Doc Holliday came out with my plan that will help any Republican plan. You can go back and listen to that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more, go back over that with you during this program. Before we get to health care, there's so much. Yes, I could talk about Donald Trump tweeting that President Obama was wiretapping him. You can hear all that all over the news, and it is important. A very big story, and I'm so glad that Donald Trump, I told someone, it's like the old Westerns where a guy pulls the gun out and says, dance, and he starts shooting at the feet. That's what Donald Trump's doing to the news media, I believe. He's making them dance, and they don't like it. They don't like it. They say, well, show us your evidence. Well, you know, show us your evidence that there was collusion with the Russians, with the Trump campaign that you've been talking about for a month. So in a way, what Donald Trump did, he shut them down in a way. And the only thing I want to say about that is let's let investigations go on. Let's let the truth come out. Was it the CIA when WikiLeaks last week said that the CIA could go in and make it look like other countries were hacking? Well, does that not just light a fire of another twist? But again, let's let the experts and the intelligence committees in the House and Senate dig into that. What I want to talk to you, though, that's very important on the world affairs. We've been talking so much about Donald Trump, domestic issues. He's president for over a month now. North Korea. Do you remember back President Bush, back pre-Iraq war? He called it the Axis of Evil. Three countries. Can you remember those three countries? Think back when President George W. Bush, after 9/11 and before Iraq war had started, he talked about the Axis of Evil, and there were three countries. They were North Korea, Iraq, and Iran. Now, George W. Bush went in and took care of Iraq, and it's been a mess. But Saddam Hussein was thrown out of office and eventually executed by the government of Iraq. What happened as soon as when President Barack Obama It was elected soon, early in his first administration. The people of Iran erupted. They wanted freedom. They wanted to overthrow the Ayatollah Khamenei, the head of the religious group that heads up the radical state there in Iran. And what happened? President Obama sided with the government. He did not say anything to push freedom or give any encouragement to the freedom-loving citizens across Iran. And the protesters were shot down. They were murdered. They were killed. And guess what? The protest ended, and what we find out now, President Barack Obama was negotiating with the evil government. Instead of being able to overthrow it and get a fresh new start and people we could work with, he wanted to work with the Ayatollah Khamenei. And then, of course, he ended up, I think all along, he wanted this Iran deal, which is horrendous, giving $150 billion to this country that is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. And he just handed it to him. And not only that, $1 billion in cash, paying for hostages, sending money in plane loads of money. I just think back. If we had somebody that loved freedom, would Iran have been able to overthrow and topple that government? But let's go back to what I was talking about. The axis of evil that George W. Bush said, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, as they called them, the axes of evil. Well, Iraq happened on George W.'s watch. Iran happened on President Barack Obama's watch. North Korea is teetering, folks. We know that the head of the chief worshipee who wants to be worshipped is Kim Jong-un, and his brother had killed. And it's obvious that North Korea had his older brother killed. That was he worried about a rival coming to his power of being the number one man in North Korea? I don't know, but there's reports of a lot of leaders being executed. Fear must be running rampant. Are people able to put together some kind of overthrow of a government? Will the people be massacred if they do? We don't know what goes on in North Korea hardly. China came up with a solution and said, look, won't you and South America, you and South Korea just back off and not do any military exercises? You know, it's always, and Clinton fell for it, Obama fell for it, North Korea always keeping everybody on the back of their heels. You know, Clinton made a deal that they wouldn't become nuclear, have nuclear weapons. Of course, the North Koreans lied and cheated, and now they got nuclear weapons thanks to Bill Clinton having a weak-kneed bill, the agreement or treaty. And President Barack Obama just stuck his head in the sand when it came to North Korea. They could do what they wanted to, fired missiles over near Japan, shot them off and all over testing and atomic testing. So now what does Donald Trump do? You got a leader that is teetering on insanity, possibly. A country that's been so out of touch with reality. We're talking decades and decades since the armistice of the early 50s that separates North Korea and South Korea. The war was never declared over. It's the armistice that's signed. The war, as far as North Korea goes, is still can start any day now. So what does that mean for you and me? And this is something I don't know. I always want to tell you what you need to know here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, but I can tell you I don't know the answer to this. I hope Donald Trump has got a team of experts going on this, but it could be on Donald Trump's term of office, one of these axes of evil that was pointed out, North Korea could be teetering on major change or collapse. But what would happen? I don't know. Would some crazy leader shoot a nuclear weapon into South Korea? It boggles my mind. But that's what Donald Trump is having to deal with, as President Trump and his team of advisors have better have a good plan and scenarios played out, which I hope they have. And I'm just saying, keep your eye on North Korea. I have to say that first here before we get into the rest of the show, and we're about to do it right now. Let's switch over to health care. The bill finally came out we're waiting on, that we can repeal Obamacare, and what to replace it with. Let me set it up, because House came out with a bill that very much disappoints Doc Holliday. I'm like Louie Gohmert, and we're going to play a clip from him. But first of all, you got to realize, can't you just come up with a bill where it's got to, the only way you can pass it with over 50 votes in the Senate and not the filibuster-proof 60 votes, is has to come through a reconciliation bill. It does complicate things. It does not make it easy. And a lot of Americans don't understand why you can't just pass it. Well, it's got to be passed under reconciliation, which deals with finances, which it cannot bust the budget. So saying all that, you got to understand it, what senators and the House members have to work against. But after it was put out, here's what, let's listen to what Congressman Louie Gohmert had to say about the bill.
I'm Louie Gohmert, and I guess the newest member of the Freedom Caucus. We're told we're known by our enemies and we're known by our friends. I'm glad to be known by this group of friends. All right, I'm glad we finally got a bill out. It's not 2,500 pages. It's a starting point. And some people had asked what I told President Trump when he came down the aisle for the State of the Union. And one of the things I said was, you're being told we can't do some of the things we did 2 years ago with Obamacare. And it was true. It's still true. So as long as we're able to get amendments to the floor that will fix some huge problems with the bill that's now been filed, then we'll be okay. But there better not be a rule that prevents amendments that are badly needed to fix this flawed bill. That would be a major problem. We don't need, as Mark said, we don't need to start new entitlement programs. And we certainly don't need to have the bottom line effect, what Mark Meadows was talking about, that prices of insurance don't go down. So there are things that have to be done, that have to be included, but we got a starting point, and I think amidst the horse excrement, we can find a pony around here somewhere, and that's what we're going to be looking to have. I think we'll have a racehorse as long as we get a good amendments when we're done.
Well, you heard Congressman Louie Gohmert, and he said they're going to find him a racehorse after they clean off the pile of excrement, find a pony, and then make it to a racehorse. Well, good luck. But that's what's got to be done. What that bill unveiled by Speaker Paul Ryan, I was so disappointed. And the only thing, my conclusion is, they must have thought, let's put out something bland, vanilla, that tastes awful, and see what people and what flavors can be added to it. I can't believe they would really expect that bill to hold water. I mean, I'm so disappointed. And you've heard me talk about a way to, you know, healthcare can help people and help the working poor. And I'll talk about that more on the second half of the show. And also, we're going to have Rand Paul. Now, Rand Paul addressed some of the issues I'm addressing. He also had something important to say about what this health care bill doesn't do. He was on Fox and Friends on last week, and so we're going to listen to a clip from sent to Rand Paul. I'll mention that some, talk about some of what he had to say. But first, let me tell you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. You can listen to other great shows right here on WebTalkRadio.net, but make sure you click it in, Get your RSS feed for Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics. Every week we're here with a new show. It gets more and more interesting, even after the incredible election of last year. And you can go back and listen to archives if you want to follow the history of the election and the way we presented it to you. But you have to say it's even more exciting now that Donald Trump is president, and you see what the people he surrounded himself with, and we just like this repeal and replace Obamacare, there's some people who don't want to repeal, and there's Republicans who don't want to repeal. It's going to be a fight to get what's right for the American people, for you and me, and freedom-loving, liberty-loving Americans. And so we'll get into that second half of the show, but I'm so glad you're listening to us. And I want to also remind you, Doc Holliday has a book, a chapter in a book called The Biblical Case for Israel. It's a book that I'm proud of. I'm proud to be a part of it. You can order that book by going to my website, docholliday.org. That's Doc Holliday, Holliday, HOLLIDAY.org. You can order the book, get one for your friends, be one of the first ones to read it and talk about it. And I'm telling you, Israel is going to be on top of the agenda throughout the next 4 years with Trump and beyond. There's things happening that it's going to bring Israel back into the news. But now I do want to say this also, that that's not the only book. We had the book Bedrock Truths that I wrote, co-authored with Dr. Alveda King. And if you didn't notice, she was touring President Trump around the new African American Museum there in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago. And she helped write the book along with me and along with Dr. Alex McFarland. So great people came together, put the book together, Bedrock Truths. You need to get a copy of that. And so, again, go to the website. You can click on right on the picture of Bedrock Truths on the front page of this website, and you can go right to my website, docholliday.org. Now, let's get in the second half of the show, starting with this from Fox and Friends. They had Senator Rand Paul talking about the House version of repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Just came in, and it's from Donald Trump about the approval, I guess, he has for what is emerging from the House in terms of an economic reboot on Obamacare. He says this: our wonderful new health care bill is now out for review and negotiation. Obamacare is complete and total disaster. It's imploding fast. But Ainsley,
yeah,
it's up for negotiation.
That's exactly right. So let's bring in Senator Rand Paul. I'm sure you're pleased that it is up for negotiation, because I know that you weren't pleased with a lot that was in this bill. I know you've read it. It was released yesterday. What do you like and what do you not like about it?
Well, I like the president's statement that it's up for negotiation, and I think those have begun. I spoke with the president yesterday, and I think he's open-minded on this. He wants Obamacare repealed like all conservatives do, but he realizes that conservatives have a lot of objections. The House bill that's been put forward is Obamacare light. It won't work. Premiums and prices will continue to spiral out of control. In fact, they acknowledge it in their own bill by putting an insurance company bailout, $100 billion at least in insurance company bailouts, because the marketplace is still broken. They end up leaving the individual mandate. They do nothing to help the consumer join associations to bring prices down. So my replacement actually has some market reforms that would bring prices down. And people have to realize, they say, oh, well, you know, all over the liberal press, they're saying, oh, who's going to lose their insurance? They have to realize that people who have insurance can't use it now because it's too expensive on premiums, but way too expensive on deductibles. In a real marketplace, the higher your deductible, the lower your premium. We completely have broken the insurance marketplace, but I think Obamacare Lite doesn't fix it, and I think it's a real mistake to go for this. But the negotiation will be conservatives saying, hey, we're not going to take Obamacare Lite.
Yeah, the other thing is, you guys could actually work things out. I mean, that's the way it used to get done. Maybe not everybody's 100% happy, but that's okay. OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, who used to be a member of the Freedom Caucus, I think he helped found it, he has a different view. Listen to what he said to us earlier, Senator.
This is the Obamacare replacement plan that everybody asked for. It's the Obamacare replacement plan he promised when he ran, and we will get this through both the House and the Senate. In large part because of the efficiencies we drive into Medicaid. We give the states something that Republicans have wanted for a long time, which is we give the states more control over their own Medicaid dollars. That drives tremendous long-term savings. So not only do we think this is a way to give people health care that they can afford, it also helps our long-term debt situation.
Senator, your take on that explanation? You know, I have some disagreement. What they built into Medicaid is they built in that Medicaid will expand at what's called CPI medical. This is an inflation index which is going up at about 4%. If you introduce a new Medicaid expansion, you allow it to continue and you allow it all to grow at 4%, that's untenable. That's already our problem. We already have entitlements, Medicare and Medicaid, that are woefully underfunded and are have enormous debt attached to them. I don't think having a permanent increase. It's also going to increase if you increase people on it. So if California doubles the amount of people on Medicaid, they'll spend more money, and it'll go up at 4% a year. I don't think that's a realistic way to look at the entitlement programs.
And Doc Holliday here, I have to agree with Senator Rand Paul there. That's not the way you reform entitlement programs, put more entitlement. I do believe we have to work with the working poor, and that's where we'll let Rand Paul talk a little more, and we mentioned his plan before. I like Rand Paul's plan, but he has to have a mechanism for the working poor, and that's what I put out a couple weeks ago in my health care plan that can be added to Rand Paul's plan. You can go back and listen to it, but again, Senator Rand Paul had a good answer why we don't need to just go with this House health care plan, the replacement plan for Obamacare. It is Obamacare light, and it can be done much, much better.
But more importantly, this plan keeps the Obamacare taxes for another year, keeps the Cadillac tax forever. It keeps an individual mandate. But here's the interesting thing. The Obamacare light bill says that you will pay the penalty not to the government, but to the insurance company. This is in all likelihood unconstitutional and could destroy the whole repeal plan.
So you're saying the tax break goes to the insurance company. So the tax credit will go to the insurance company that you choose, and that bothers you.
No, this is different. Not the credit. We're talking about an individual mandate that is a penalty. If you drop your insurance and then you want to buy it again, there is a penalty. Under Obamacare, you had to pay the government the penalty. Under Obamacare Lite, the House Leadership Plan, you will pay the penalty to the insurance company. This is in all likelihood unconstitutional. It's the individual mandate, but you pay your penalty not to the government, to a private insurance company. So much of their bill is a bailout for the insurance companies.
Whoa, hold the tape. Now, I got to jump in right there because what Senator Rand Paul is saying is so true. And this is what concerns me about the bill as Speaker of the House Ryan has put out. And I've heard so many Republicans say, well, it's the only thing we can go with. It must be better. You heard Louie Gohmert talk about you can find a pony in this pile of horse excrement. But this is the truth of it. When the lobbyist, the insurance company lobbyists, get their fingers in the pie, that's one reason this plan is not a good plan, and it can be so much better. Get the insurance companies out of the equation. Let it be between the doctor and the patient. That's why, if you look at what Doc Holliday's plan is, we get rid of the insurance company making any decisions for the first $5,000. And that is what is wrong with this plan coming out of the House of Representatives, because I believe the lobbyists of the insurance company, they helped write this dude, and that's why it's got to be amended greatly or stripped down and tried again. But we got to get started. So I'd say work with it. Rand Paul, work with it as some kind of basis, but it must be changed and not directed by the insurance company to take care of the fat cats and not the working poor.
Most of us are unhappy that the insurance companies have all the power. In my replacement bill, we take that power away from the insurance companies and give it to the consumer. This is Obamacare Lite. It will not pass. Right. Conservatives aren't going to take it.
All right, well, maybe we can change it so that
And thank you, Senator Rand Paul, for having a plan. And just like I told my audience there, Senator Rand Paul just agreed. This first plan presented by the House is full and reeks of insurance lobbyists controlling the deal. It's not what America needs. It's not what will take care of the American patients. And the doctors have a better plan. Listen to Dr. Rand Paul. And let's get this thing moving, folks. And what kind of health care bill do we need? Now, Donald Trump has put his Secretary of Health and Human Services, former Congressman Tom Price, running the show, the gauntlet there for the White House. And I think Tom Price has got some good ideas. And they say this is his plan, what the House Republicans have put out. But they've stripped out the patient protection and let the insurance get in on the deal. And that's what's wrong with it. But let's listen. This is what President Trump and his designated hitter for the White House, Secretary Tom Price, this is what he says we need. Let's take a listen to what he said.
And then there's other legislation that will need to be addressed that can't be done through the reconciliation process. So the goal of all of this is patient-centered health care, where patients and families and doctors are making medical decisions and not the federal government. We commend the House for the introduction of the bill yesterday, and we look forward to working with all individuals in this process.
Well, I hope Secretary Tom Price will work with all parties to sew together, to quilt together, or put together the patterns of what we need and not be listening to the lobbyists of the insurance company. Now, Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp and not let the lobbyists be in control, but they're in control of this health care plan that the House has put out. So please remember, and what I would say is get us catastrophic insurance that all the insurance companies can work to provide, and let them compete for the best plans and make a lot of different plans. But what I have said that you can add to any Republican plan, even the House plan now, but what will make it great for America and be like we've had before is having what I call Trump points. It can be Ryan points. It can be Obama points. It can be Doc Holliday points. It can be a state point like Mississippi, or it could be Minnesota points or New York points. But the point of the matter is this. The working poor need help, and it doesn't need to be the entitlement, but you can't just say, here, just scratch for a living, here's some tax credits. What you want, this is the bottom line. If your child has 102 fever and you are wondering if you got the money or should you go see the doctor, or if your child has fallen and got knocked off a horse and you got to get some x-rays and you're scared, well, maybe then get along for a day or two. Let's see if something's broken. No, you need to get health care immediately. You need to know that you got a plan, and, Doc Holliday's plan will help pay the first $5,000 with Trump points. And I said the way it works is you don't use cash. You don't use American dollars. You use what we call, I'll call it Trump dollars, Trump points. And you build up points. But doctors can build them up and say, instead of Obamacare subsidies, you get points. That's not cash. But you can add up the points. And this is what is neat about it. I didn't have time to go into that last couple of weeks. But there's something out there, new technology. When you talk and hear about a cashless society, you hear about blockchains, computers, blockchains in a computer. See, if you had a $100 bill and every hand and every place, every company, everywhere that $100 bill went, you would know who it was that had that. Well, that's what blockchains do. And that new technology can be used to make sure the points go for who they're supposed to be for. And the doctor who gets the points, or the clinic who gets the points, it'll be there forever. And people know, and it can be public knowledge. Not what healthcare is for, but if you use points, it will be there. It can be public knowledge, so people will not be abusing the system. And that's what the beauty of the new technology of blockchains using computer and technology, we have companies that have already put some of these together. It can be used to help make America great again when it comes to health care. And you can check out the Doc Holliday plan. It's there for you to listen to a couple weeks ago, and maybe we'll fine tune it and talk more about it. But it will make America great again. And the Ryan bill, the bill the House put out, it's for the insurance companies. It's not for the working poor. For the people who put Donald Trump in office, they need better. We're going to get them better. Work with us, and let's get Congress to understand what Doc Holliday's bill will be, the amendment that you can put on any Republican bill, by especially like Rand Paul, Congressman Sanford from South Carolina. Look at their bill, and you put Doc Holliday's bill on top of it, the amendment, and we got something we can hit a home run with, not just for conservatives, but for liberals, for everybody, and come together and say, this is best for America. Now, to wrap up in the nuggets of this week's show, it's just to remember that the Paul Ryan bill, the health care bill put out by the House, it's not the bill we want passed, but it is a beginning of the journey to get to what we want. Just like Louis Gohmert said, somewhere in his pile of horse excrement, there is a pony. I hope, like he said, a racehorse by the time the amendment process is finished. And the second thing I want you to remember, watch North Korea. Watch what's going on internationally, because Donald Trump is about to be tested, and what he does on the world stage, all the world is watching. So just remember those two big nuggets for this week's show. And next week, I guarantee you, we're going to dig into some more of what's happening in this world of rock-splitting politics. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.